Okay. Alan's share screening.
Okay.
It's
just
Jenny and me.
Alan?
Alan's here. Patty, how are you?
Oh, do we lose people?
Wherever. Alex, come on in.
Oh, yeah, I think we lost some people by accident.
It's a little late, but so. Huh? It's a little late, so live it up.
Okay.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, thank you.
I think we don't have more.
I'll
show you how to.
Well, we'll
okay.
Alan was here and we lost him.
Well,
and so
I
was,
lost the whole thing. I had to get out and then come back in.
Sorry about that. Alan and Larry Cohn were in. I don't know who else. I didn't see anyone. Okay, so I don't know. I'll just call Alan.
So it's not, I think I told people it was the Holocaust.
Oh, no, well. No Holocaust tonight. Sorry. No
Holocaust. Well, you know what they said on PBS? First of all, did you know that President Lincoln was afraid that California was going to secede from the Union?
Oh, man, we should have been so, if we could have only gotten rid of California.
Yes, please.
Yeah, but okay, how do we do this?
He was so afraid of it that he's the one who started the transcontinental.
Most disabled attendees shares.
Drop all the gold and the goodies from California East and the supplies they needed from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Okay.
I never knew that. Did you?
You live and learn. You live and learn, I tell
you.
I knew nothing. I still know nothing.
Okay, what about.
A few words.
I guess
that's it. That's Ted. That was Ted, right?
Right.
Right. The coach Schultz. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing.
I wish I'd have said that.
That's right. Make a host. Is that there? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You should be a host now.
Okay. Alan is the host, and we ask him to please not desecrate the host. Thank you.
Did you know?
I know nothing.
Now, like, so let's see, I got my screen shared, I'm assuming.
All right. Yeah. I want to zoom, well, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Did you know that?
I know so little.
I didn't know.
You'd be amazed how little I know.
Really? Well, I
see this?
Little I know.
See?
Because, good grief.
Hello, Rabbi. Okay.
Oh, Cantor. That's cold.
You're wearing a scarf, I see. Is it cold in the
oh, room? It's unbelievable. It's Gaita Schnee.
Well, come over here and we'll warm up.
I'm scared to go by you. Florida?
It's only 106, Rabbi. It's not no big deal.
Yeah, but that's Celsius, right?
Well, I can't count that high.
It's 106 there?
That's what he said.
Oh,
he's a cantor. He knows these things.
Well, he should know.
Right?
What's the
it's a combined humidity and the thing. Shazam.
The heat index. It's the heat index, he said.
So what's the humidity then on its own?
107%, he said.
107 on humidity?
Combined.
Combined. That's what he,
but what would it be? Just
I don't know. This is beyond my.
Well, does this mean that this is global warming? Because Biden says he wants to do something about.
Good. That's,
what's he gonna do about it?
He's gonna do important things, I'm sure. Okay. Okay. Should we start here?
Okay, we'll start, Rabbi.
Alan, are we ready?
I'm sharing my screen. Can everyone see it?
Yeah, that's a mighty nice screen you've got there.
A little larger would help.
Okay.
Make it bigger. Make it be bigger for the senior members here.
David's time and Saul's time too.
Oh, Ken said.
Is that good?
Yama Shmuel, oi.
Yeah, but we don't need to. Okay.
Give a kick. Okay. We're going to start now. We're on Perek Chaf Ches. If you remember last time, David had gotten tired of being chased so much by by Shaul. So he just decided I had enough of this, and he ran off to the land of the
Philistines.
The Philistines, that is correct.
I don't know where they were exactly.
They were in Gaza.
Oh, that is really a difficult place.
That's a bad neighborhood, right? Yeah, so what happened was, so they went and they ran off to the land of the to the Philistine. To David ran off there, uh-huh. And he was pretending to be
a Philistine.
No, he was pretending to be loyal
to the Philistine.
Yeah, yeah. So therefore, he'd be able to stay there, and no one would bother him.
Oh. But didn't they bother him?
No, they were treating him good. He was happy there.
He was happy there.
Why shouldn't he be?
Wow, did he have a girlfriend there or something?
He had two wives.
He had
two wives already, yes.
So and they slept with him.
Right, so you know, that's...
Okay, did he have kids already there too?
I don't know if he had any children yet at that point. Okay. So we're going to now skip back a little bit. We're going to start with David there, but then we're going to move a little bit back to Shaul. So Chavchas, Vayi bayamim ha'hem, Vayikbetu plishtim ha'machanem, Vatzava v'yochem b'Yisrael, Vayom ha'achi shal David, Yodo ha'teta, Ki yitite tzei b'machaneh, V'atav anoshecha. Now David's in a little bit of trouble here, because what does he say? He says to him, he says, listen, David, we're going to fight against the Israelites, and I want you to be next to me.
Who said this?
The king of the Philistines.
Oh. By the way, the same fighting is going on now. It's not by Yamim or Hayden. How about by Yamim who's out sick?
What was that?
He can't or speak in English. You can speak English. This is America.
Oh,
okay. Speak in English. We all understand it.
So what happened was, they said, you're going to fight with us against Shaul.
Ooh.
So that puts David in an uncomfortable position. So David, he's just buying time. Ah, the late, great Patty Zeitler is here.
Zeitler. I have that eye.
Okay, leave with the eye for savings. You know the old saying, there is no eye in Zeitler. Vayomer David al Achish. V'chein atot seida isa sher yasa avdecha. Avdecha vayomer Achish al David v'chein shomer roshi asimcha kol hayamim. He said, oh, don't worry, Achish, I'm going to be great to you. And he says, all right, then you're going to be my right-hand man. We're done with that. Okay, that's the last we're going to hear of David for this parrot. Pasuk Gimel. Ushmuel meis, v'yisbedu lo kol Yisrael, v'yikberu barama, v'yiro, v'shol heisir salvos, v'se'idon nime ha'aretz. Now, you'll note this is already the second time that Shmuel died.
Right? No, I didn't know.
He died a few parokim ago.
There's Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis.
That's right. This first Shmuel Aleph died, and now Shmuel Beis is dying. Excellent, Cantor. I don't know what we would do without you. So the Rashi comments that obviously it happened a while ago, but this is a segue into the next part. So Shmuel's gone, and Shaul has decided that he's going to take away all of this witchcraft. That's a bad thing. So all the Avos and all the Yidonim, all these people that would speak to the dead, he got rid of them.
Speak back to them?
So we'll see.
Okay. So wait a minute. I'm getting already confused right now.
That's pretty quick.
He was running for punk?
That was quick.
Well, not that quick, but
okay.
Very usual. But Saul was chasing him, and he finally decided he was going to get away from
He's going to get away from all.
So he split to Gaza.
To went to Gaza, and that's where he's hanging out. But now the people of Gaza are about to attack, and he's on the other team.
Uh-huh. So they're going to attack the Jews.
Right.
And Saul knows that he's in Gaza.
Right. Saul knows that he's in trouble.
Okay.
Right? What do you mean he's gone?
So he's not dead yet?
He's not dead yet. Not even a little bit.
No, he's still picking Shmuel.
Shmuel's dead, right? Shmuel's dead. Shmuel died twice already.
He's died twice. So where is he now?
Is 6 feet under.
Is he?
Yes.
Already dead.
He's dead. That's what we just said.
Is. I thought this was
he's
the
dead.
Last
time. Right. Well, it's still his book, but okay. but his understudy is going to take over now.
People over there in the flesh too.
From understanding, he's still with them, with the Philistines. But he knows that they're going to attack.
Correct. Okay. Right. And being that he's feigning loyalty and he's feigning hate against the Israelites, they assume he's going to be attacking with them.
Yes.
right? And we're going to get back to that next parak, but now we're going to switch back to this side. Now, poor Shaul, Saul, he sees that everybody's lining up, right? And they're about...
Does he see David there?
He doesn't see David, but he sees that he is outnumbered by the Philistines.
Uh-huh.
And he's nervous, for good reason. Vayikbitzu plishtim vayavol vayachanun bishunim vayikbitzu Shaul as kol Yisrael vayachanun b'Gilboa. So the Philistines, they line up in Shunem, that's one city, and the Israelites are in Gilboa, and the war's about to start. And you can see who's favorite, and it's not us. Yes.
In Gimel, about these diviners, there's a reason that's talked about. And
correct.
Do we know what that is yet?
We're about to find out. Savlanut,
b'vakasha. In those cities. Gilboa.
Gilboa.
Come on, guys.
Gilboa. And what's the other one?
Shunem.
Shunem.
Mm-hmm.
Are still in existence there?
I believe they are, but we're going to see a lot more about Shunem in Malachim.
Okay.
So, but we'll get back to that.
Don't get too anxious.
Right. Hey, Vayasho es machne plishin vayira vayachra libo mod. He sees how many Philistines are coming, and he's very nervous. So he wants to turn to God and say, God, what am I supposed to do here? And he goes and he refers to God and there's no answer. He goes, he tries to go get something through a dream. Nothing. Goes to the Urim, to the breastplate of the Kohen. Nada. Prophets? Nada. Poor guy, he's got nothing. He's in big trouble now. Doesn't have Shmuel, right? That's what we just said. He doesn't have Shmuel. He needs advice. He doesn't have anything to lean on. Therefore, this is key. They said, well, why don't you find me one of these women who speaks to the dead people, and she can put me in touch with Shmuel, and then I can get some advice.
So who is Saul asking him?
So he asks his advisors, his servants, and does anybody maybe know a woman who does this professionally?
Yeah. So she's an Ov, or her name is Ov?
She's a Balas Ov.
She's a Balas Ov. Okay, right.
That means she does this incantation of Ov. It's like a man called Ov? No?
A man. I didn't see that movie.
No? Okay. So yeah, you'll watch it afterwards.
Okay.
So there you have it. So they tell him that there's actually a woman out there. Now you understand why before, and we mentioned that Shmuel was dead, and we also mentioned that we had gotten rid of all these people.
All the
right. Right. So he says to the woman, I'd like to use your services. I'm going to ask to speak to a person who's on the other side. Please help me out. The woman says, Vatomar Isha Elov. Now he's dressed in civilian clothes. She doesn't know who he is. So she says, Vatomar Isha Elov. Hinea toyodata is asher osa shol. Asher hichris esa ovos vesa yidoni min haaretz. V'lava tabis nakish binashki lamiseni. So she says, don't you know that in fact Shaul... What?
I've been out.
What if I get caught doing this? So why you accuse me of it being the type of person who could do this? Right? I can get killed for this. So says, I swear nothing bad will befall you. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. All right. He said, who exactly would you like to talk to? That I'd like to talk to Shmuel. Let's do some of the sources before give Shmuel a little bit of time to get himself ready before he comes out here. Very interesting. So the first of the sources, that is the source sheet. No, Marcia needs 10 of them.
Jenny
has.
Okay, good.
And it's all in.
So if you look at Chronicles in Dere Yamim, it says, Vayomer Shaul b'malo Hashem mal ba Hashem al devar Hashem lo shamar v'gam lo shlish ol ba'oiv ridrosh. Said, why did Shaul ultimately die? Because he should have never gone
I was going to say, what did God think of this, that he would go to someone who can conjure oath?
Not at all. Not happy. Rather than turning to God, he turns to the Baal Sov, he's gone.
That seems weird.
Right. Oh, Jenny, why is that a contradiction? That's what the Balbim says. What are you beating up on him for? He says he tried first, right? Right?
He looked for the rest.
He went to the Navi, he went to the Urim V'Tumim. Right, Nadas. What are you busting his chops for? So that's what the Malbim asks in number two. It says, Yayomer, but he never did Rayomim, Omar, Vagam, Lishoba, Ov, Lidrosh, below Darash Bashem, but Po, Amar, Shoshoba, Hashem. Wait a second. There it says he was killed because he didn't ask God. But here he says he did ask God. He ish havdel ben Sha'ila ubein Derisha. He says there's a difference between to be Shoel and to be Dorish. Because look at Pasuk Vav by us. What does it say? It says, Vayish'al Sha'ol Ba'Hashem. As opposed to, in number one, it says, V'lo Dorash Ba'Hashem.
One is an inquiry and one is...
Right. So he says, what's the difference between it? He says, Adrishu Shadorash Mevakish Hashem Cholibo. He said, it's not enough just to say, God, can you help me out here? He should have prayed with his whole heart. That's what he didn't do. Right? He gave half-hearted attempts at getting God first.
He's going and looking for a simple answer.
Right. So that is point number one. He says that's the difference, right? Ultimately, yes, he did make an attempt at the other options, but not a very good attempt. Also, the Malbim takes issue with the order which he went. And just one other point. Yes.
But why did he have to go there at night? What's the matter? The king can't go there in the daytime? Where's Tutsang?
So again, he didn't want people to know he was doing this. Right? Shtickle Busha.
He's violating his own decree, basically.
Right. He's violating the law of God. He's violating his own law. This is not something you want to advertise. As the Medrash just pointed out, who are the two people he took with him? It's Avner Va'amsa. He went and he took his general and his chief of staff with him. Okay, he says, I'd like to speak to Shmuel. What do you think is going to happen? You think she's going to bring back the dead?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay, Marsha's got her money on the lady that she's going to pull this off. Let's see what happens. Yud Beis. Vatera ha'isha Shmuel vatizak b'kol gadol vatomer ha'isha el Shoel le'mor. Lamari misami vato Shoel. So all of a sudden, Shmuel appears, and she says, ah! You're Shoel, you lied to me.
She also screamed.
That was the ah.
Well, that wasn't my
right.
So somebody appeared and
Shmuel comes back, as you predicted.
Oh, right.
And based on that, she realizes that this must be Shoel.
She
thinks her goose is cooked at this point.
She thinks it's Shoel. But it's really Shmuel.
No. It's Shaul who is requesting that Shmuel come, and Shmuel in fact came. Vayomer la hamelech al tiroi ki mare isa vatoma ishal shol Elohim reisi olam min aretz. She said. So Shmuel says, "Be quiet. What are you seeing?" She says, "I see like a god coming up from the ground." Vayomer la matara says, "What does he look like?" Vayomer isa kenole. There's an elderly gentleman wearing a coat. He said, yeah, that's... What?
A robe.
A robe? Me'il, we usually call a coat.
Garbed in a robe.
That's what they sounds like. How do you say coat in Hebrew?
I always said beged, but I know that.
No, that's clothing.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. So he goes and she said, yep, that's the one. Vayomer Shmuel el Shoel, Lama here gives Tani la Lososi. Vayomer Shoel, Tsari Maodu, Pushim Nilchamim B, Velohim Sarmelai. Below a Nani Od, Vagambia Nevium, Gamba Chalos, Vakrena Lacho the Emu Masa. So Shmuel says, why are you bothering me? I was resting in peace. Right? And now you're coming up and you're giving me a curtain call.
Yes, this whole thing about he prostrates himself to
yeah.
down. I mean, it's like what you should do if you're talking to God.
Well, again, you know, if a great prophet came back from the dead, I hear that. That's not, I don't see them. So he says to him, he says, yeah, he said, listen, I'm being attacked by the Plishtim. I'm not getting any answers, right? I hear nothing from God. I hear nothing from the prophets, nothing from the dreams, nothing. What did he leave off the list, by the way? No? Urim v'Tumim.
Oh, that's right.
What, you want to guess why he left it off?
He didn't get any response
from any of them. Right. The fact that he killed all the Kohanim might have been the reason for that. He was a little embarrassed at that one. So he said, I don't have a choice. I'm sorry. So what do you bother me? If God's not going to talk to you, why should I talk to you? He said, I told you this was going to happen to you a long time ago. You did wrong. God's taking away the leadership from you and he's giving it to David. That's it. As I said, because you didn't take care of Amalek when you were supposed to, when you didn't listen to the word of God, now here you are. It's the old joke about the two guys who are fighting about whether they play baseball in heaven. So finally that night he has a dream and he speaks to God. And he said, God, can you tell me, did they play baseball in heaven? And God says, I have good news and bad news. The good news is they do play baseball. The bad news is you're pitching tomorrow. Right? So that's kind of the same line that Shmuel has here. He says, I got some bad news for you. I'll be seeing you again tomorrow on the other side.
Oh.
You're going to lose this battle, and I'm going to see you on the other side. This is the end.
But it also sounds like the
correct. It's very clear what's going to happen. Now, the major question we have to deal with is, really? This speaking to the dead thing works? You could bring back Shmuel through this?
Apparently.
Is that really so? So if you look at the Radak in number 4, John Madden. I can write on the board. X's, O's. You're going to sweep around that way. So according to what we have here, the Radak turns around and he says that the opinion of both Rav Sadia Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon is this is all baloney.
That didn't happen.
No. Meaning is as follows. He says, bring me Shmuel. She brings up Shmuel and then she has a nervous breakdown. Why does she have a nervous breakdown? What did she think was going to happen?
This is what she does.
So the Gaonim suggest is what she does is a fraud. The fact that she was prepared to say, "Oh, Shmuel, what's going on? Nice shirt, right? But
nice robe,
right? No, he was wearing the robe. Shmuel's wearing the robe. So right. So that's what she was expecting. When Shmuel actually showed up, oh my goodness, she almost had a heart attack, right? So that is proof, according to the Gaonim, that this, in fact, never, ever happened. And therefore, that was the story here. Actually, these people don't have any powers. However, this was the one exception because God wanted a message to get to Shaul. So therefore, in this case, God...
How can they say it didn't happen?
They didn't say it didn't happen. Mean that she did not do it.
Got it.
She did not have the power to do it, right? That's the whole deal.
They want the message that he was going to die
right.
in the battle the next day.
Correct.
They wanted Shaul to know he was
correct,
going
that
to
the
die.
End is near.
Why?
What?
Why would he want him to know beforehand?
He can get his papers in order.
Okay.
The Akedas Yitzhak, again, is bothered by this idea. right? So he wants to know, why exactly is it that we have two? Why is it that we have here this that even if they have power, why would God give this black magic the power over someone as great as Shmuel? So he offers two answers. One answer is that Shmuel never came back.
From where?
From the dead. But rather God sent an angel. And then we know, he points out, that angels can appear to be people. Right? We've had that. So therefore, he sent out an angel who was looking at, in the guise of Shmuel. And because of that, that's how it happened.
What's the second explanation?
The second explanation, which, in case you're curious, I'm just doing this outside, but it's on the next sheet. It's if you just roll down, Ha-Hatzah, Sheni is right there. There it is. See, that's what we're up to. So he says the second one is as follows. He says it's a very interesting idea. He says there is supernatural power in the world. And there's black magic and there's white magic.
Yeah.
Right? That is true.
Can you read that as prophecy, black prophecy and white prophecy?
No, white magic would be prophecy. Black magic would be something which is, you know, it's something that God puts out there, but he does not want you to partake it. Right? So he says that they both basically come from the same source. Right? He brings an interesting proof from a recent parsha. Right, if you remember, what Bilam was doing was talking to God. He was a prophet. However, in order to prepare for prophecy, he would go likrat hadechashim. Right, he would involve snakes and various incantations in order to prepare himself for actual prophecy. So the idea is that the black magic and the white magic really come from the same source. Right, and that's why he's able to use the black magic as a entree into the white magic. So to hear, the idea is that, in fact, what's going on is that there is a certain amount of power, and in this case, God allowed her to tap in to Shmuel because of what's going on. So it was Shmuel, and she did cause it to an extent, but the shock was that usually she's limited to the black pet, right? The fact that she was allowed
she was
to.
Making it up. She was
right. Right. Well, yeah. The Netziv says that even though a person in general should not partake in this type of thing, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. Meaning that there are forms of black magic, we'll call it, that exist in the world. And therefore it's not beyond reasonable that she had the ability to do this. So according to the Netziv, it's the exact opposite of we saw the first opinion of the Gaonim. The answer is, yeah, she actually brought back Shmuel to life because she had the power to do it. It's something that is prohibited. A person shouldn't do it. But if a person finds themselves in dire straits, as Shaul found himself, therefore it was necessary for him to do it. Right, there's a discussion in the Shach in number 7 as to whether or not, you know, if a person is deathly ill, whether they can use black magic to save themselves.
Yes.
Marsha says yes, the Shach says no. It's in the, right, so there is a disagreement. Right, you follow whoever you usually follow. But the idea, the fact that you have the discussion indicates that there is power. If there wasn't power, this would be a silly discussion to have.
Well, it wouldn't be brought up.
Right, obviously, you shouldn't do it because you're wasting the time. The Radvaz has yet another approach to it, and the Radvaz talks about the fact that, you know, that in general you can't do it, but within the first 12 months after death, the soul is still somewhat attached to this earth, right? That's why we say Kaddish then, etc. So that was the idea. Since this, we reiterated that Shmuel had just died, to show that the soul was still within the realm here, and therefore that is the reason why that she was able to bring him back. very interesting point made in number 9 in the Gemara in Chagiga. It says, Rabbi Elazar Kimati Lahai Kra Bechi, when Rabbi used to read the following pasuk, he would cry. Which pasuk? The one we just read. Vayomer Shmuel Al Shal Lama Yigas Tani Losi. Why did you bother me? What does it mean? So it explains that Shmuel was nervous. He thought that he was being brought down to God for judgment. But all of a sudden he gets snatched out of wherever he was. So he says, you know, yeah, it's only you. But you scared the heck out of me.
It's only God?
No, it's only Shaul.
Oh, it's only Shaul.
Right, but he says that if Shmuel was such a great tzaddik, he was scared of his day of judgment, how much the rest of us? In number 10, the Medrash tells us that there are certain things we know about when you do this Ov. He says, Hamara oso roeyu ve'eno shomea. The person who actually brings the dead back can see, but cannot hear what the person is saying. Hashol, the person who requests it, can hear, but cannot see. And anyone else there can't do anything. That's why Shaul hears what's being said, but he has to ask her to say, well, what does he look like? As opposed to the other two people have no idea what's going on. Yes.
If it was an angel, then the same thing would apply. One could hear him, but not see him.
No, angel, you can see and hear.
Okay, because they come down in a body.
In a bodily form. Okay. Correct.
So you can see him and hear him.
The Gemara in Brachos points out the fact that, as we said, that he did not say Urim when he talked to Shmuel indicates that he was embarrassed, and eventually he was, in fact, forgiven for what he did.
Wait, he was forgiven for what?
He was forgiven for what he did to the Nov Ir Kohanim.
When is he forgiven and why?
Because we say here that when Shmuel says, tomorrow you are with me, that sounds like bad news, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. But when you consider the fact that Shmuel is clearly in a high level of heaven, that's an indication that that's where Shaul is going. Shaul is going to the same level that Shmuel went, which is indicative of the fact that he was forgiven.
Okay.
Another interesting point. Again,
I would not have picked up that.
Right. So again, there's much to be learned from here. Okay. So he went and he says to him, listen, you know, Shmuel, we get a little bit more of the rundown through the Gemara and the Medrash. They explain to us that Shmuel says to Shaul, don't try to run away tomorrow. It's not going to help.
This is your fate.
This is your fate. But if you accept your fate, you're going to heaven. And with that, he says, you got it. I'm willing to accept whatever's coming my way. So, he says, yes. Pastor Chof. 20, Vayimar Shaul, Vayipo, Melo, Kamaso, Arza, Vayiro, Maod, Bim Divrei, Shmuel, Gam Ko, Achohayolo, Kilo, Achalech, Oyom, Vacholayla. He just passes out. He hadn't eaten all day. Obviously, he's a mess. Batovo, Isha, El Shaul, Vatera, Ki Nivho, Maod, Vatomar, I love. He nay Shoma, Shiv Choscho, Bikolecha, Vasim Nak, Vachapi, Vashmar, Dvarecha, Shedi Batelai. So the woman says, listen, I listened to you, Shaul. Did exactly what you asked from me. She said, now you listen to me, buddy. Have something to eat. Nebuch, bubula, esepis. Vayimain, vayom aloachal. Vayifutsubo avoda, vagama isha, vishmal, kolam, vayokam, yars, vayeshiv alamita. So finally they pressure him. He says, okay, he'll eat. He sits down a little bit, he has a bite to eat. She happens to have a little bit of a cow lying around. She shechs it. That's source number 14. This is a source that a woman is allowed to be a shochet.
Good to know.
Good to know, in case you ever think of a different career. Hey, Marsha, you're retired. Maybe you want to go into the slaughter business. Send you up to Greeley. Maybe we'll open a little something in Cripple Creek. Right? And she's,
by the way, what's the Ramah saying on that?
Right, so the Ramah says that women shouldn't shecht.
By the way, women can also be a moyo.
That's a machlokas. It's two opinions in the Gemara. Right. It's two opinions.
Moshe's wife can do it. It's okay with me.
Okay, it's before Matan Torah. But that's 2 days in the Gemara. So she goes and she slaughters the calf, bakes some matzahs. With that, he packs up and he goes home.
So why does she do all that?
Nebuch, the poor guy.
Yeah, and this is above and beyond.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, obviously.
Rabbi, I heard the Sfardi Rosh it says women cannot make the decisions about kashrus. I don't understand this.
I don't know that that's true. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly has a tshuva that a woman can be a mashgiach. We hear at the Vod of Denver, who are among the most religious people in the entire universe, we allow women to be mashgiachos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, to watch the kitchen, yes.
They can cook also if they want.
Yeah. How come the Sfardi Rebbe doesn't know that?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. I don't know your source.
Jerusalem Post.
Oh, that's a primary source. So here we are. So now Shaul's got the word that the jig is up. And in fact, that's what's going to happen. We don't have that much left in the book. We're nearing the end. We have 3 prakim left.
It's a very thin part of my book.
Right, it is. In fact, next week, we're probably going to do 2 chapters. Okay. That's how thin it's gotten. We'll probably do 29 and 30 together because 29 is a very thin chapter. So maybe we'll go for 2, and then we're going to see what's going to be. And unfortunately, it's as predicted that we're looking at the end of Shaul. But before we get to then, somehow Dov is going to have to extricate himself from fighting against the Jewish people. So we will pick up on that next week.
Oh, we're not going to hear that. This is how we do.
Nope, this is it. Then. Okay.
That's very good. Thank you.
All the best. Thank you.
Peter, how are you doing, Tibor?